Okay, just a few reflections on the inyan of the crossover between Vayakol Pekudei and Parshas HaChodesh. The questions on Parshas HaChodesh are very well known, very obvious, and we've spoken about it in the past. Why is it the first mitzvah Am Yisrael got as a nation? Right, that's what Rashi opens up in Chodesh. Lo Tzarech LaTorah, Lo Tzarech LaMacharos Shelachem. Shel Mitzvah Rishon Shenitzvah Bar Yisrael. What is about the inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh that must set the tone for what all mitzvahs are about, right? If it's the first mitzvah that we got. And of course, in most Shana Pshutas, it comes out Parshas Pekudei. Now, and there's also a very famous question that we have asked about seemingly the redundancy that Vayakol Pekudei just repeats everything that there is in Truma Tetzaveh. And we spoke about that last year, and I just want to reopen it from a different angle, and therefore, zero in on the crossover between HaChodesh and Vayakol Pekudei. Right, everyone knows the famous Gemara that when Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Gemara in Brachas, Kamen Dumani, I think it's Daf Nun Dalet, I believe, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu came and told Bezalel, right, to make the Mishkan, so he told him to make Oron Kalim Mishkan. And Bezalel asked him, wait a minute, Rabbeinu Moshe, Kalim Shani no Osech Machnise, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you make Mishkan, Aaron and Kalim. Said, oh, you're right. Betzel Kel Hayisa. You must be in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, this is something which we already discussed in earlier years that, the way Moshe Rabbeinu says this, the way it's. Right, exactly. I knew it too, remember everything. Right, the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it is the way it's written before in Parshas Truma, black on white. After Vasuzi Mikdash, then starts talking about the dimensions of the Oron, and then the other Kelim, and then the Eser Mishkan Tasa Eser Yerios is later. Right. And in the way it says in Vayakol Pekudei, it's taken away like Bezalel said. So what's this? They're both right. Aside from ideological question, how can Moshe Rabbeinu not remember accurately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Right? Then the Chas V'Shalom, we don't know if we're practicing the real Judaism if you can't rely on Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? And thirdly, what's this thing of, Bezalel, Shimcha Bezalel, Bezalel Kelly, you're in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the shadow business? Right? So, what we said last year and in previous years, the Ramban talks about it, but it's more expanded by the Gaon, is that there's the machshava and then there's the maisa, right? And the Mishkan exists, as we explained, b'machshava and b'maisa. There's the Mishkan b'lev, there's the Mishkan elyon, that's mechukah b'mizran, and there's the Mishkan l'maisa. And so there's the, and machshava and maisa have an inverse relationship. Sof maisa, b'machshava tchila. In machshava, last thing first, the goal, the tachlis is first in mind, and in maisa, you get to the goal at the end, right? Like we will get to the goal and we'll get there. Ve'ezrat Hashem. Ve'ezrat Hashem. The tachlis of the Mishkan is, is the Oron, because that's v'no'adati l'chasham, because that's all tachlis. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets us, v'no'adati l'chasham. Right, but so that's why the Oron is first in Parshas Truma, which is Moshe Rabbeinu the Machshava. Bezalel is a man of l'maisa. Right, so it stands. Kelim she'alecha, it's not practical. So and Vayakol Pekudei is talking about the actual building of the Mishkan, practice. So they made the ureas first, the oil, and then they put in the Oron and Kalim. Right? And then this relationship between Maisa and Machshava says the Gaon is like a man in his shadow. If you raise your right arm, your shadow raises his left arm. Right? It's mirrors. And mirror relationship, that's why, so the Maisa follows the Machshava, but like the shadow follows the prime object. Right? You know, and this is all we said in previous years, but now it's time to get a little bit, you know, a little bit deeper and from a slightly different angle, to go a little bit deeper, you know, about the inyan of a shadow, you know, why the Lamaisa part is called the shadow, right? That Bezalel figured out what his job is, you know, mitzvah, a practical point of view, right? Why that's called a shadow, right? Famous saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix, right? The idea of tikkun, right, only applies if there's room for improvement, right? And, you know, and that's the big mila, you know, chisorn, which is a mila, right, of olam hazeh, right, that, you know, makes olam hazeh the ikar. There's, in heaven, there's nothing to improve. There's nothing to make better. It was created perfect. It was created perfect already. And that's why malachim are called omdim. So now, omed, you know, that v'satcha malachim ben omdim ela. Omed, on the, you know, has two meanings to it. First of all, chai v'kayim. Like leman yamdu yamim rabim, you know, the angels are immortal. They don't die, you know. There's a concept, LP, in certain chazal, that certain angels are renewed every day and certain angels are standing. But even the ones that are renewed every day, it's because they represent kochos that, you know, have to be, you know, removed and then replaced. But, you know, but mitzad their teva, they don't grow up. They don't need to grow up. You know, the way they are created is the way they are. And that's also omim lashon stagnant. Because, you know, what's perfect also doesn't change.
Stationary.
Right? The autumn is called the holech.
Equilibrium, net force is equal to zero.
Yeah, something like that. But the Adam is called a holech. Now, of course, this also has a dual connotation, right? Because animals are holchim also. On the one hand, it means, you know, instable, right? And, you know, you're not going to keep you're not stable. You're not omade in one place.
Walk on two.
What?
Because we only walk on two and not on four.
Yeah. No, but animals also. And you're unstable, and therefore also you have to die. You're not going to live forever. Right? But it also means you can change your position. Right? You know, that's our mission in this world. Right? The mission in this world is, you know, turn our instability into a shirish, into turn that, you know, lack of stability and lack of perfection into the opportunity to steig and become greater than the way you were born. No other creature can do that. Every other creature, the way it's born is the way it's going to be. You know, animals have a prisus that they even end up worse than the way they were born because they wind up dead, right? So in that sense, they're also holchim, but not in any positive sense. Whereas Avraham Avinu, his mission begins with the words Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Right? And that's, you know, halachas called, you know, halichas on la, halichas el halachas. Because it's all about changing. You know, the very fact that you're a holech, you turn that to an advantage. Because since you're not stuck in your position, you don't have to dafka go down. You could use the fact that you're not stuck and stable as an opportunity to go up. And you could be in this Allah even above the malachim. Right now, the malachim are closer than us. What is Bilam saying is bracha teklai. So, case yom ha'isol ma'pa kel, said Chazal Darshan in the Gemara, osidim yisol yos bifnim, u'malach ha'shorz b'chutz, and the malach ha'shorz is going to ask us, ma'pa kel, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do today? What did HaKadosh, you know? But that's our koach as holchim. Right? That's our koach as holchim. Right, and we can now use our, you know, the fact that we are variable to use that to our advantage and to outsteig the Malachi Asharis. They're better than us, but they can't change their position. But that's an amazing thing. Now, think about it. The very thing that makes us susceptible to chet, that very same thing is also the portal for greatness, because that. Instability is what it's also the opportunity to steig, you know, and advance. The possibility to lose is also the possibility to gain. Like, let's say, going to a court case, you know, let's say, right? The sikui, in Ivrit it rhymes so much better. The sikui and the sikun, the chance and the risk. And it, like, it's not cute. In Ivrit it rhymes a lot more, that, which accentuates that, you know, it, the opportunity, the shortage of the opportunity comes from the same place, right? But also, this is also what it means, chidush. Chidush. What's a chidush? What's new? What's new? Our Shomach says, Ein chodosh tachas hashemesh. Nothing new under the sun. Because the solar calendar has to be adjusted, you know, maybe once in 1,000 years or something like that, so I'm told, right? You know, the sun is like, you know, the perfect, you know, example of something that, you know, doesn't change, right? Right? You know, because, you know, like, Chiddush means that there's going to be a change, but a change for the better. And that doesn't happen under the sun. But as my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zichron Levracha, said, I didn't hear it from Derek, but I heard from another Talmud. It says, Ein chodesh tachas hashemesh, tachas hayoreach. Yeah, that's why the time of the moon is called chodesh, milshon chadash. Ein chodesh tachas hashemesh, but the yoreach, which is not stable, it's sometimes chaser, sometimes you know, it's mitmale and mitchaser, first 14 days. It gets bigger than the second 14 days. It gets smaller. Keneged, says the Ramchal, the 28 itim that there are in Sefer Koheles, that for every good one there's a bad one, is lischok, lifkos, 14 good ones, 14 bad ones, says the Ramchal. Keneged, the 14 days that the Levana is getting bigger, and Keneged, the 14 days that it shrinks, right? The Miut HaLevana, the end of the Miut HaLevana, the Akarach says, Havio Alai Kapar, Shematias HaYarech, is that, well, you know, the moon's chelik of the Metzias has been mitma'et. It was made smaller. It was made deficient. But that makes Rosh Chodesh. That's on Rosh Chodesh. We bring this chatas la'Hashem, havil like kapora al-shem mi'atati es-yareach. Right? That's called the chisaron in the Bria. But we turn the chisaron into a mila. Right? It's the opportunity to bring chiddush to the world. And that's really the chiddush. The chiddush, the great cosmic chiddush, is that we of this world, and this world itself is osed to be above the Olam HaSelyonim. And what makes that Chiddush are mitzvahs. That's what mitzvahs do. Mitzvahs are world changers, but mitzvahs don't work in the Olam HaElyon, right? Because the Olam HaElyon is immutable. And that's why the tzaddikim, they cry before they die because they want to stay in this world. Not because they only want to be oved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no avodah to be done up there. There's nothing to fix, but it's also therefore no chiddush, because the big chiddush is that this world that's b'shvala madregas is also to be very, very high. That's the chiddush, right? So there's no chiddush. Ein chiddush tachas Hashem. In the mashpia, there's no chiddush. In the makabo, in the moon, in us on earth, that's where the chiddush is. Right? And that's what happened with the hakamas hamishkan on earth. The Hakamas HaMishkan on earth, that was a chiddush, right? That, you know, the Shechina was only Belyonim, and now it's Betachtonim. And that's the sod that, you know, Nisan, which is Rosh HaChodashim, was also the month of Hukam HaMishkan. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, right? But if Olam HaZeh would have already been full of ore, right? From the get-go, there would have been nothing to fix. And that's what it means, a shadow. A shadow is created by miut or, by hester or. This entity called the shadow wouldn't exist if there would be or everywhere. If there wouldn't have been a miut hayareach that, you know, gives the avor of Rosh HaChodashim, there would be no such thing as a shadow. Right? So it creates this creature called the shadow, which is all created by the miut or. Right? And the shadow, and that's us. That's us. We're shadows. We have a job to do because there's been a miut or that gave us the opportunity to do something. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have immediately from the get-go filled the world with light, we would have not, you know, we wouldn't feel like we have anything to do in life. The miut or makes us, as were, exist as ovdim, like the shadow. Like the hester or gives it a kiyum, right? You know, and that's what Betzel Kaisa, you're a shadow. and the shadows all mushroshin of the miut hayareach, right, which is the moonlight, right, that part of the reality that's controlled by the moon is not sholim. It doesn't shine as brightly as the sun. But we turn that into an advantage. There is a shadow doing avoida, right? A shadow that's changing this world that's imperfect. And that's the chiddush. And that's the ikar nachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from the Bria. And here's the amazing thing, right? You know, just like the shadow is supposed to follow the prime object, not declare independence, right? Right, the moon, that's the makabo, is not as big as the sun, which is the mashpia and I. Pnei Moshek, Pnei Chama, right? Right? And it is, you know, right? Pnei Moshek, Pnei Chama, right? And, you know, Pnei Yoshua, Pnei Levana, and the Iker Kiddush HaChorish is in Eretz Yisrael. The Iker Mokom of the Mikdash is in Eretz Yisrael. It was only in the desert temporarily, right? And that's how Emunas Itecha, Emunas Zes Seder's Royim, Lagi. Of emunascha balelos, you only need emuna when the emes is somewhat hidden. That's when you need emuna. It's of emunascha balelos. It's keneged mir halavana, and the ikar makom for making this tikkun of bringing light into the darkness of olam hazeh is in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where the mikdash is supposed to be. And shitas haram is that kiddush achorish is only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam Shita, the Ramban argues, but the Rambam has a very radical Shita, that the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael are the living representation of the last Sanhedrin of Hillel II, who made the Luach. And Rambam writes, theoretically, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael would be Nechrav, the Luach would become Batal, because Kiddush HaKadosh is only in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore, it says black and white, Sefer Mitzvahs, the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael are the living Hemshech of that Sanhedrin that, you know, set up the Luach. Because that's the place. That's why Pnei Yoshua ka Pnei Levana. Because that's where we make the Chiddush of bringing ore to Olam Hazeh. The Midbar is not Olam Hazeh. Midbar is nowhere. And the ore of bringing ore, you know, and that's why the Ikar Mok of the Beis Olamim is in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael is where the Kiddush HaChorosh is. It's all about bringing ore to Olam Hazeh. Right? So just like the shadow must never deviate from the prime object, right? So also, when we bring the Chiddush to the world, which is now we understand why Kiddush HaChodesh is the example of what all mitzvahs are. Kiddush HaChodesh, put Kedusha into the moon, put Kedusha into the darkness, right? You know, that the moon, which is, you know, this represents the instability and the chesroinus of Olam Hazeh, but be Mekadesh it, bring Kedusha to it, and it's going to be a v'nahafochu, that this which is lower is going to us it to be higher because of how it's malleable and we can work with it. Right? So there's a din in Kiddush HaChorosh Vayisachuka Zos L'cha L'moada, right? That we have to keep do the Ibur and keep it consistent with the sun, right? That we have the opportunity of Chiddush, which is only in the world of Maisa. Because right, the world of mice is the only thing that needs fixing. And it hence is stretchable, malleable, and can even be made higher than the Olam HaSalyonim. Right? But we must not take that, you know, that latitude and run away with it. We mustn't run away with it. We have to stay faithful to the source. So you have to make sure that the Shnas HaLavana doesn't deviate from the source cycle. You have to do the Ibur, right? You know, that, you know, to keep, you know, be Mechadish. Change the world, change yourself and change the world. That's Yikar Nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets it. It only happens in Gashmias. It doesn't happen in Ruchnias, right? And that's the difference between, we said, Purim and Pesach, right? That, you know, Purim was a big hischachus, but only in the heart, but not in the Olam HaMaisa, because it's still Akati Avirach HaShvero Shanan, and that's why it's no Din Halo, as opposed to Pesach, the world changed, the physical world changed. You know, Man Saprashmi B'chol HaOretz. L'man saprashmi b'chol ha'aretz, right? You know, the world changed in Nisan. That's why Hakamas HaMishkan in Lamaisa was in Nisan. Nisan is the month when physical reality changes. And that's the Ikar Chiddush. Right? That's the Ikar Nachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets, right? But, you know, there's, you know, so, and that's why, you know, the Kiddush HaChorosh is, that is what mitzvahs are all about. Put Kedusha into the Levana, put the Kedusha into the Choshech of Olam Hazeh. And that's the Chiddush. Medrash Rabba says, "Al tikrei harsh al chiddush hazalachem." That's tachas Hashemesh. There's no harsh, but there is harsh tachas hayareach. Right? But we can't take that, license to create and run away with it. You have to keep the Chodesh HaLevana in sync with the Chodesh HaChama, with the Machzor HaChama, with the solar cycle, just like the shadow shouldn't take his existence that he was granted by the Miut Or and run away. Like Peter Pan lost his shadow, right? Right? That shouldn't be. The shadow has to stay Samud.
That's because he was English.
Yeah. They steal everything, right? Shadows. Shadow is his Yerusha. But anyway, so the here's what I say, and that's Be'ezrat Hashem will help that, all the dark times are really us to become the Or HaYeshua. We had this halfway, but it's still Ador. We had this halfway in Eretz Yisrael. We revealed the truth, just nothing changed in Lemaisa yet. But it's because not Nissan yet. We had a moral, definite moral victory. And then it happened bad vivad. I knew Donald was being surveilled. I knew it was the truth, right? And the truth came out. Of course, what's going to be Lemaisa? That's what Nissan will show us. The Hakamas HaMishkan Lemaisa. What the change to physical reality, which is the Iker difference we're supposed to make. And one more thing, I said this all along, right? I didn't have it 100% right. I said all along, all these bomb threats on the JCCs, it's not from Trump supporters. It's baloney. It's
Israeli.
It was a clown in Israel. I thought for sure it was liberals trying to make Trump look bad.
What's the point? What was he trying to accomplish?
My guess is if it's one of these crazy Zionists, if one of these crazy Zionists trying to scare Jews to move to Israel.
Is that it?
What? I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. Either that or BDS movement.
What's BDS?
Boycott Israel type of thing.
No, but it's an Israeli guy.
I know, but the Israeli leftists are part of the BDS.
Boycott
and divest. What does the S stand for? Sanctions.
Sanctions. Can I open one of these? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, friends. All right, it will be.
Works out.
Amen. It's not over. L'chaim, it's not over. Chol aminim v'chol alaimis meri karesu v'aysa la Hashem hamlucha.